fourth perek of Oyelas, first mission called Perek Hamigdol. There's a parish from the Maram Rutenberg on this, and he writes at the end of it that he wrote this parish when he was in the Migdol. He was put in jail in some castle over there. That's where he died eventually, but he wasn't sitting around. He was learning Torah, teaching his Talmidim, and the Gedolei Yisrael in all situations are doing what they can for Klal Yisrael. So Migdal Shu Oimed Ba'avir, you have this Migdal, which here is like a chest, a big box, which is outdoors. Tumah B'Toichoi Keilm Sheba Oivyov Tohoirim. If you have the walls that had thick walls, and the walls even had a double wall, there was a space in between the two walls, so the oil of this big chest is the ear space of itself, but what's in between the two walls and the thickness of the walls is considered outside of the oil. Yes, we're talking about that the ear space between the two walls is less than a tefach, and therefore it's not considered independent of the oil, and the tumah that it's in it just goes vertically up and down, doesn't go into the chest. He says, Achidish, that if it's half of the thickness out to the outside, it's considered outside of the oil, half the thickness inside is considered tefach to the oil itself, even though it is a solid area. If this chest is in the house, if there's tum inside of it, even though it's a closed box, even so, the house will be tome. Why? Because if tum lotzeis, the tum is going to eventually go out through the house. Tum b'bayis, mashu b'teicha tohor. This tum in the house, this is considered more a large migdol, which is more than 40 sa. It's not a kabel tum, and protects it. It's considered like an independent oil, which protects the tumah from outside coming in. Like we said, the tumah goes out, so if that's inside a house, the tumah will go out of it, but if the tumah is in the house, it won't go into it. This chest was situated near the floor or near the ceiling or near the wall. If the gap between this migdal and the floor and the ceiling is more than a tefach, then the tumah goes in because you have a crack more than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, then it's tayrim because tumah does not go in a break which is less than a tefach. Tumah shom, abayis tomei. If there's a tumah in this area, then the bayis is tomei. Why? Because the migdal only prevents tumah from going out from something inside the migdal. Something which is to the side of it, or above it, or underneath it, we look at the migdal as if it's not there, and the mela, since it's all in the same ohel, everything becomes tumah.